Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire podcast. I am your host, Terrell Sumter. Listen, guys, I just wanted to take some time to just show some gratitude to each and every last one of you guys way and let you know that you matter, guys, that you got to see another day that's never promised. And I want you guys to get up and smile and look at the sun. Take time to close your eyes for about 5 minutes and realize how far you've came along your journey. Guys, I wanted to take some time to also share a quote with you all, knowing that tomorrow is never promised, but today you rise. So what I want you guys to do is just being able to appreciate where you are and knowing that you have a lot more to do and to be, and it's not done yet. So just keep going and keep processing with life through the process. So guys, I'm so excited to bring a gentleman onto my show. We've been connected for a while. Oh man, guys, this guy's he's one of a kind, honestly, has been featured in television, print, indeed, in digital media around the world, including the Today Show, Entrepreneur, Money Magazine, and the Sydney Morning Herald. He has also appeared on 200 plus podcasts and radio shows and spoken to audience over 2,000 plus people. A guy who shares a successful career, 10-year career in financial planning before starting his own entrepreneurial journey. Today, this gentleman draws on his drive, his diverse experience to help people reach their potential in all areas of their life. He is the author of the best-selling personal finance and motivational book, The Beginner's Guide to Wealth, named the Book of the Month. He's also named Book of the Month by Money Magazine, which was featured March 2010, excuse me. His second book, which we would get to today and dive deep in, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, was released in 2018 as an official companion to the multi-million dollar film based on Napoleon's Hill, the late great Napoleon's Hill timeless classic. He's also the co-producer and executive of the film. Guys, I must say, this guy's an achiever. Also, he has interviewed more than 100 of the world's most revered entrepreneurs, business icons, and athletes to unlock their secrets to success. Guys, I don't want to take too much of your time. This guy has a diverse entrepreneurial background, has launched successful companies and products across a range of industries, including health and fitness, film, activewear, social media, and publishing, and is demand internationally as a keynote speaker and is a frequent guest in media and podcast shows. Guys, I want to take some time to bring you my guest today, Mr. James Whitaker. Oh man, James, how you feeling today, man?
I'm good, Rel. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you for being here today, man.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So, James, I know it's your first time on the show. I know you've been interviewed by many podcasters, entrepreneurs around the world, man. So much success has driven, you know, along your journey. And I wanted to ask, man, who is James Whitaker and what makes this journey purposeful?
Well, who am I? I am just a humble servant trying to help people unlock the potential within them. So the most important parts for me on my journey, I was just blessed to have a really good family growing up. And so much of what I do right now is driven by that desire to help other people who either don't recognize the potential they already have within them, or is out of a sense of obligation, just knowing that I had a good family and I want to help others who maybe weren't as fortunate. But yeah, there are so many things. Like, as every single person on the planet, we've all gone through our own struggles. But if you find the right framework and blueprint after it, often our biggest adversities are what spurs us onto our greatest success.
I love that, man. Great point, honestly. And so if you can just give us a little background about you, man, and where it all started, that'd be awesome for those who may not be familiar with you.
For sure. So I grew up in Brisbane, Australia. So that's the Australian accent that's, that the people can hear and possibly not even understand right now. And so I lived there for the first, 27 years of my life. And, I grew up and I never really performed very well on standardized tests and things like that. So growing up, I always felt like There were two types of people on the planet. There are people who are smart and there are people who are stupid. And based on how you performed on the standardized test would determine how you fit into those two different categories. And at the age of 13, I went for a job interview at McDonald's and I wasn't prepared and I missed out on that job, which was pretty funny looking back at it. And then I had a lot of issues late in high school and through the start of university with this crippling anxiety disorder that made things very, very difficult for me. And it was only when I made the decision to engage with life at the age of 23 that I was just going to plant my flag and nothing was going to knock me off course. That was almost 13 years ago now. And it just goes to show that if you've got the right plan and you're taking the right action, that you can achieve anything you want, because who I am right now in this 12-year period is completely different from who I was back then. I'm happier and just better in every single way.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome that you went to, and that's what I like, man, because knowing that you are a successful entrepreneur now today, but knowing where it starts is also with interest, and because knowing that people that's also listening out there, they're in a place, right, where they're trying to figure it all out. And they have plans and it's taking time, knowing that Rome was never built overnight. Like you say, you struggle with anxiety, correct? You know,
yeah, absolutely.
You once worked at McDonald's, you know, you've been through a whole lot and things of that nature at a young age, but you didn't allow anything to stop you or prevent you from becoming the best you and going after your dreams and turning your dreams into reality. So I think that's awesome, man. And I thank you for even covering that, man, honestly. But as you said, as a 10 to 12 year grace period, what led you into the entrepreneurial space? Like, what made you become an entrepreneur? And also, you know, so if you can go through that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, I always felt that I was different and I was always very uncomfortable being put into a box. And I still am very uncomfortable being put into a box of any kind. And I hate any labels that people put on things, especially negative labels, because I feel that no good can come from that. But the opportunity for me, like when I was 27, I ended up moving to Boston where I studied an MBA, a Masters of Business at an international school that was 9 months in Boston and 3 months in Shanghai in China. And about a year before that, when I was still working in the corporate world, I had a plan to create a company called CLR Consulting, which stood for Commitment, Leadership, Results. And I was going to help small businesses and professionals basically turbocharge their lives and their brand and build their audiences. And I ended up moving over to America. And it was at that time I realized, well, what was the difference between me and all these other people who I met in America who had their own businesses, because Boston's got this huge entrepreneurial scene. And the difference was we were both taking action. They were just taking a different kind of action. They were making it happen. And I was just waiting for things to be right or not really forcing it. And it was at that point when I saw that people who were my age or younger and what they were able to achieve. And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to go all in on this. Mm. And my entrepreneurial journey from there went from a social media brand to one of the world's largest CrossFit gyms and a weightlifting club and an activewear clothing brand, right through to then doing more speaking, now two books, producing a film. And right now I've got, we're just launched the Think and Grow Rich speaking tour, which will be coming to a whole heap of cities around America.
Congratulations.
Later. Yeah, thank you. It's all great. So, but the entrepreneurial journey is not for everyone. It's ridiculously, it's hard to really tell people what it's like until they're actually in it, but it will test you in every single way, shape or form. But just like anything, you need to, if you're not willing to step up for success and you need to step down and make way for someone else. So it was an amazingly fun journey for me and where I'm at in my life right now, focusing on books and speaking and things like that and coaching. I'm doing a lot of one-on-one coaching, which I'll officially be announcing soon as well. But right now I'm just working with people who have approached me privately. And yeah, this is what I love to do. I love to help people, and I'm just very grateful for the opportunity, because I feel like we are increasingly low on confidence in the social media world, and just having the right plan to unlock all your potential is so critical. And in a world where companies and people are making money trying to convince you that you don't have enough to succeed. I'm actually trying to tell you that you have everything that you need to succeed. We just need to come up with the right plan that will enable you to get the most out of it and share your unique gifts with the world.
Right. I love that, man, honestly. And thank you for sharing that as well. So much great points, and just apply that information and, you know, tools that you applied into your life that's helping other people. So those from the Inspire Before We Expire community, please take in and implement to whatever this gentleman is saying. He has been there. He has done it. He has went through those obstacles and challenges to get to where he's at today. I wanted to dive into, man, Think and Grow Rich, the legacy, man. I just love the title, man. Honestly, you know, thank you for this as well, bro. So what inspired you to tap into, say, I'm going to finish, you know, this off? Because we know Think and Grow Rich, the book, Napoleon Hill, you know, this book has changed many people's lives, man. Every time I meet someone at an event, at a convention, a conversation, they always speak of Think and Grow Rich, or either Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But Think and Grow Rich, man, has been around for decades, 70 to 80 years or so, right? And it's a life-changing book. So what inspired you to tap into that, man, and rewrite it and, you know, share the stories? Like, what inspired you during that time, man, to tap into Think and Grow Rich?
Well, Think and Grow Rich was the book that completely transformed my father's life. So I was always aware of its power. And anyone who, you know, any successful project has its haters, because the more success that you have, the more the haters come out. And Dana White from the UFC, he actually said something I included in my newsletter 2 weeks ago when he talks about one thing never goes away, negativity. And in fact, it gets worse as you get bigger as well. But Think and Grow Rich, for the people who don't believe in its power, I've seen it firsthand through how it transformed my family. And I've seen it firsthand through all the people who I've interviewed. And I've seen it firsthand in how it's working out for my own life right now as well. But it was an amazing project, because I had the opportunity to meet the filmmakers, and I basically pitched them a concept around what they should do with the book. And they said, which was basically, hey, there's 13 principles of Think and Grow Rich. Why don't we interview two or three people per principle, because today's generations just don't identify as much with Henry Ford and Thomas Edison and Andrew Carnegie. They prefer people like Rob Dyrdek and Barbara Corcoran and Grant Cardone, Lewis House, Bob Proctor, Warren Moon, John Shin, David Meltzer, Brandon Adams, Janine Shepherd, everyone else that we have in this book and this film project. And I also thought that people are more engaged in stories rather than things that are read like a textbook. I also knew that I could never replace Think and Grow Rich, because it's like rewriting the Bible. You could never do that. And I knew that if I included a collection of short stories after providing a brief overview of each principle in a modern context, that people, it would be an easy read for them, it would be engaging, and they would also be able to remember it more as well. So that was how the whole project came about, because the last thing that I ever would want is someone to read Think and Grow Rich, the legacy, and feel stupid because I didn't understand it. This is an easy read. It's an inspiring read. And most importantly, there are so many clues in there for you to take action in all areas of your life right now. So that's what it is. It's just, if people couldn't even be bothered to invest some time in reading this book or listening to this book on Audible, it can completely change your life. So get off social media and listen to it.
Absolutely, man. Wow. I was going to read a quote from Napoleon Hill. When your desires are strong enough, you will appear to possess superhuman powers to achieve. And that's what you did, man. Honestly, and that's what you continue to do, bro. Like, you really made a shift in so many lives, not in just in, you know, entrepreneurs, but just people in general, for them to know that this is still going to live. The legacy, when you think about it, right? The legacy. Like, he passed away, but his legacy is still living. So you did something great. You did today what others don't do. So tomorrow you can be what others won't be, because you decided to take massive action and make this happen. What I love about it as well, like you say, the engagement and also the collaboration of bringing others along this, to say, when we come together, that's when the magic happens. Man, I love it, bro. Honestly, man. And I thank you for creating this, man. I enjoyed this book. I'm probably going to read it over and over again, man, and share it with my, you know, my young students and clients and things of that nature, man. So that's awesome, man. So I know you said that this was a book that changed your life, Think and Grow Rich, you know, or so. So what did you exactly get from it when you first read it? Like, what exactly key points stood out to you to help you kind of transform?
I first read it when I was a teenager, when I was like 14. Because it's hard to force stuff like this down. So having the opportunity to read it again at a later date was great for me, because you can only bring two of your life experiences to that point. So if you're 14 or 15, you don't have a huge amount of life experiences. But if you're 25 or 40 or 60, that's when you've got a lot more things that have happened in your life that you can apply to it. And that's why people like Sharon Lecter, who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki, and Rob Dyrdek and Bob Proctor, they read this book every single year or every few years, because they've got more life experiences to bring to it. And every single page of this book has some magic on it. You could read one page and sit there and just meditate on that message every single day. But the biggest thing for me, which sounds so simple, it's that thoughts become things, and the starting point of all achievement is desire. It's like, if you don't know what you want, well, how can you complain when fate hands you something else? Like, decide what you want and then put a plan in place to go after it. But the biggest thing for me was the power of the mastermind. That's principle number 9 of Think and Grow Rich. And ever since I was 24, 25, I've had a mastermind group to help me level up in all areas of my life. And that's what I've wanted to start with, this Win the Day Facebook group that I know you're a member of, which is awesome. And just having the opportunity to have like-minded people collaborate and talk about just important issues. Like, we don't talk about the weather or politics or gun control or any of this other stuff. We leave that to Congress and the White House. We're talking about each other's dreams and, most importantly, what we can do to help. So Think and Grow Rich is very, very eclectic in that it can be applied to literally every part of your life. And so many people who I interviewed for Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, noted that just seeing the book, just seeing the front cover on the bookshelf or having it sit on the desk made them feel better. This book has enormous power and is the best-selling self-help book in history for a reason. It's created more millionaires than any other resource in history. And you just, modeling success is probably the most important thing that we can do in our own life, because the people who have the success that we crave, they're going to leave a trail of clues behind, like breadcrumbs that you can pick up or you can follow. All the successful people in the world are fans of Think and Grow Rich. Read the book if you haven't, but be open to it and sit there with a notepad and actually think about ways that you can take action so you can implement what you have learned, rather than just having it go in one ear and out the other. Because it's when you actually start to take action, that's when you see the compounding power of a book like this.
Absolutely. That's powerful, man. Real powerful. Also, I have a lot of young listeners that's tuned in right now, James. And as you spoke of principles, man, exactly, what are 5 key principles that you apply to your life, you know, along your entrepreneur journey, but helping you finish and execute on this book or so, you know, just this whole project, you know, because you got the book and you got the film. That was never a film, correct?
Never a film. Yeah, this is the film for the first time ever. But having the opportunity to interview a lot of these really successful people, I would always throw in one or two questions just for my own knowledge about how I can improve as well. And one of the biggest ones, actually there's so much to this, but when you wake up and you write out your intent, so what are you going to achieve today? So I use something called the 5-minute journal, where you write down, which, you know, I post on Instagram stories almost every single day because I want everyone else to know that I'm actually doing what I say. You write down 3 things that you're grateful for and 3 things that would make today a win. And then when you wake up in that frame, in that mindset, rather than looking at CNN or all the bad news that's going on in the world, or scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, where we naturally compare ourselves to others, it's just a much more meaningful way to wake up. You feel more positive and you feel more relaxed. So waking up thinking about your intent rather than emails or bad news or whatever else that might be. And then it's also thinking about what your when are you most engaged? Like when are your most energized hours? And for me, that's about 9 a.m. To 12 noon. So I rarely schedule anything else between those hours because I know that if I've got at least that 3-hour block that I can achieve in that time, what most other people might take a day, if not longer, to achieve because it's very, very, very focused time. And most people are using their most energized time to do stuff that either they can do on autopilot later or they're doing things to give them that quick sense of accomplishment, which for most people is responding to emails. But you don't want to get to 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you think, all right, cool, I've responded to all the emails. Now that I'm exhausted, I'm going to do my life's work rather than your busy work. And the thing with emails is they're like boomerangs. You send one and they keep coming back. So using your most energized time is so important. Third one would be just making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who elevate your thinking, encourage you to go after your dreams, and just not really supportive of a toxic or a negative mindset. If there's anyone toxic or negative in my life, they're gone. I have no time for anyone who's like that. They're free to be negative. They're free to talk about other people behind their back. They're free to be resentful of others. They're free to be jealous and have big egos, but just not around me. I just simply won't engage in a conversation like that. And it's not just people. It's also looking around your living and your working environments. If they don't inspire you to success, then you need to make some changes because you're spending a lot of time in these areas. So I like to look around. Like if you look at my office right now, you've got a big thing. This is where I do all my work. There's a big canvas print at the back there that says action, the difference between wanting and having. I've got a whole heap of books that inspire me in the background as well. I've got a whiteboard here and a really good work setup. And I know that as soon as I walk into this room, it is game on. I don't know how many points I've given there, but hopefully that's a good a good overview. And probably one last one that's important to think about is just making sure that you have an alignment of what you want in your life. There's no point being, a billionaire when you've got horrible relationships and really poor health. You need to make sure that you have an alignment of success, which is what my mission is, to help people take ownership of their financial, physical, and mental health as well. So, yeah.
Nah, man, I enjoy listening to you, James, honestly, man. And I see the books in the background. I love that, man. That stands out. Action. Absolutely. Take action, people. You know, really take action each and every day, even when we don't want to. But that's when discipline comes in place. When we don't feel like getting out the bed, we don't do this. You have to understand, you have to appreciate each and every day, because as the title say, to inspire before we expire. You know, you never know when your time may be up. So we must take action. And please, please apply these principles as well, you know, to your life, to help you shift in your lifestyle and your journey. But I'm glad that you said surround yourself around good people, like-minded people, energized people, right? You know, because that's a whole nother main factor as well, because you are the sum of the people you surround yourself with. You know, so when you're around positive, you get energized. When you're around negative, you get drained and things of that nature. So I thank you for taking that up, and even alignment, you know, because you can have all the money in the world, but if you ain't right here, you ain't right in your mind, and you ain't right in health, you know, then that all can just be taken away from you. So I wanted to get back into the Think and Grow Rich, the legacy, the book, man. As you was writing this book and you finished the book and now you have the stories and the interviews that came to place, what story stood out to you the most, man? What story did you really enjoy the most that had the most impact? That you feel that have the most impact? Of course, all of them have, like, but the one that stood out to most to you?
The biggest one for me was probably the Janine Shepherd story. And yeah, Janine, that's why as soon as I heard that, and Janine is now a very close friend of mine. I'll actually be seeing her tomorrow and she stays with me when she's in LA. She's just the most inspiring woman. And as soon as I heard her story, I knew that would have to be the first story in the book. And for those who don't know, Janine was a cross-country skier who'd qualified for the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary. And she was on a bike ride, just, you know, a bike training ride in the Blue Mountains just outside Sydney. And she was hit by a truck and airlifted to hospital, where she spent 10 days in a coma, and her parents were told that she would not live. And then she spent 6 months in the spinal ward, had broken just about every bone in her body, and had lost, you know, almost every ounce of blood as well. So she had no right to live through that. But through the power of positive thinking and determination and coming up with the right plan, what she has been able to achieve since then, while still being classified as a paraplegic, is quite extraordinary. So she's written numerous best-selling books. They've made a film about her in Australia, and they're about to make one here. They're shopping around her script in Hollywood right now. She's got a TED Talk with more than 2 million views. Her videos on Goldcast have got more than 100 million views. Her story is like nothing that I've ever heard before. It just shows the power of immense gratitude regardless of what's going on in your life. It tells us themes like even at rock bottom, that can be the perfect place to start as well. So there are a big thing Napoleon Hill says, which I reference in all my presentations as well, is that there are no valid excuses for permanent defeat. Never, ever, ever accept temporary failure as permanent defeat, even if in the moment it seems, you know, literally like you've been hit by a truck. And there are people like Jim Stovall as well, who at the age of 17 was told that he would go totally and permanently blind, and there was nothing that they could do about it. And imagine that at the age of 17, if your whole world just faded to black, like you were watching the end of a film, it would be absolutely crazy. It still gives me chills thinking about that one. Sure. And yeah, Jim went on to be the founder of the Narrative Television Network, like literally the founder of a TV network while being blind, and the author of 30 best-selling books. So there really are no valid excuses for you not to go after whatever you want in life. And the people who think that's the case just haven't taken they've just fallen victim to negativity, and they're not getting out of their comfort zone, and they're not surrounding themselves with the right people. But they're all amazing stories in their own right, and there's a very eclectic mix of people who are in there. So there's something for everyone.
Absolutely, so true, man. From athletes, actors, speakers, entrepreneurs. I love that, man, because it is the legacy. You know, you continue the legacy. So that was big. But Janine Shepherd's story stood out to me as well, man. I actually had to read that over again and just look, man, and just seeing that, knowing that. People feel like they're really going through things out here, man. There's always somebody going out worse. There's nothing you can never overcome, honestly. The man of God will never put you through nothing that you can never get through, you know, honestly. In life, we go through troubles. We go through the struggles. But there's nothing for us to come up on top as long as we keep faith, we keep good people around us, we keep our health up, and we just keep pushing forward with a positive mindset. Honestly, like this gentleman has took time out his busy schedule. We're not even in the same city, but at the same time, we're not too far from each other. We kept in connection. We kept it consistent. And now he's killing it. Absolute fire, diving deep. So I thank you, brother, for being here and for taking time out your busy schedule and doing what you love, man, and taking time to also help people around the world, those lost souls around the world, those people that need that direction around the world, to helping them also become an achiever. And things like that, man. I thank you, bro. Honestly, man.
Honestly. Well, thank you. Thank you for having a platform to share stories like this so people can apply these things. And a lot of people make the mistake with gratitude. They think, well, I'm sick of just waking up and saying I'm grateful for my coffee or I'm grateful for sunshine. If you don't know what you have to be grateful for, walk outside and open your eyes like this. There's a whole world right now, and what you said about there are always people who are worse off than you, and you've got no idea of the struggles that people are going through. There are so many things that we have to be grateful for, and something like the 5-minute journal is a very powerful resource for you just to have that structure to start to get into that gratitude mindset that physiologically has been proven to make us happier on a daily basis.
I love that, man. Honestly, so true. So for those who haven't read the book yet, what can they expect from the book to help implement their lives and help them continue to read it so they can really get going, like you say, take action? And if they're not around, if they don't have a tribe or, you know, people that they keep themselves around to help them in areas of life, like what can they really expect?
They can expect a lot. The very first thing you're going to have to do is figure out what you want out of life. And there's an old Jim Rohn quote that says, oh my God, I've just forgotten it as I went to say. If you want something, that's never happened to me before. If you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. And the starting point of all achievement is desire. So Napoleon Hill is the godfather of the entire personal development field. So whether you like Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or Jack Canfield or whoever that might be, they all go right back to Napoleon Hill and are all huge fans of Think and Grow Rich. And so this book will challenge you to come up with what it is that you most want in life. And it's not a weak, and I use the reference of a flame in there. It's not a weak flickering flame. It's something that this spark that you're going to keep fanning these flames. It can, because if you do that in the right way, this same flame that can be extinguished for some, if you don't nurture it or tend to it correctly, can be turned into a raging inferno to completely change the world, as we've seen with people like Elon Musk and Sarah Blakely from Spanx and Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook and Bezos with Amazon and Gary Vaynerchuk and anyone else that you want to mention. But it's also going to say that thoughts alone are meaningless. It's really what you do with your thoughts and the knowledge that you have that makes all the difference. So there are principles like persistence and specialized knowledge that will help people really start to develop and get traction in going after what it is that they want. But it will also challenge your mindset around the people that you're hanging around with right now and the actions that you're taking right now. So if you don't have a very clear idea of what you want and you don't have a clear and detailed plan to get it, then you need to sit there and at least you'll know why these bad things seem to always happen to you in your life. So there's a lot of different things in here and a lot of different clues that you can use to take immediate action, because that really is the fundamental word that I wanted people to get out of this. I wanted people to be inspired by these stories and empowered to action, but have enough of a blueprint in there that you can take enormous steps, enormous purposeful action right now.
Absolutely, man. Action is key. Action, 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 people. Honestly. And where can we find a book at again?
It's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Audible, all over the world right now. So just type in Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, and you'll get it.
Awesome. Grab your book, guys. Honestly, grab your book. So what's the most challenging thing you've encountered, man, along your journey as an entrepreneur, just as a human being? What's the most challenging thing that you ever came across and it has helped shape you to be this person you are today?
It's a hard question, because I always look so far forward, and anything that happens yesterday, I just, whether it's an achievement or a failure, I just don't care about and don't even think about. But the biggest ones for me would be that battle around anxiety, because the depression that comes along with that and the feelings of inadequacy, where for me, I didn't feel comfortable to even walk into a classroom or take an exam or even hold down a job, was very reaching a point where it was life-threatening, and to be able to overcome that was huge. But also just the different challenges that happened just with everyday life and different stages of transition. Like, I've been involved in so many different projects, and you know, I have a wife who's American, but I grew up in Australia, and I've had business ventures around the world. Some have been successful, some have failed, and just what happens in those situations, you learn a lot about yourself and about what type of people that you want to have into your life. So I've been through a whole heap of different failures and adversities, but I always kept moving forward. I always thought about, well, what is the gift in this, and what is the plan that I'm going to use to get after it, and what can I learn from this situation, and just keep moving forward. And a lot of the stuff that I write about in this newsletter that comes out every 2 weeks, there's an old saying that says writers write for themselves. And these are the things that either I've experienced myself or that I'm discovering and as I go along this journey too. So for people who want a really good idea of these things, like the one that just came out recently was 10 Tips to Handle the Haters. That one came out last week. I've had a whole group of people, not group, but you know, there are, every now and then there are people who used to know me when I was 10 years ago, and I'm a completely different person to them, who resent my success and not offer any positive energy, yet they follow every single thing that I do without ever liking it. And they're always there. And then you hear through the grapevine that they're, you know, that they're talking trash and things like that. But then I put together my newsletter, 10 Tips to Handle the Haters. And I basically committed to myself a year ago, I really only became a personal brand for the first time a year ago. Up to that point, I had always stood behind projects rather than in front of them. And that's just changed, and that's cool. And I'm very comfortable with this new life right now. But people like to criticize those who are going after their dreams. And I thought, well, if people are going to talk about what I'm doing right now, I'm going to give them something to talk about. And I'm going to take so much ridiculously purposeful action. You won't be able to go anywhere without seeing me and the positive energy and the gratitude and the relationships that I am and the love that I'm trying to share with the world, that you will have so much to talk about that it'll drive you crazy. So that's the big plan that I'm on right now. And that is how I handle the haters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you speak of like people that's really, you know, praying on your downfall, but these people are low-key fans. They're supporters. They just don't want to show it. Especially on social media, man, you know, it's funny, man, because I know it was like an Instagram shutdown. I wonder what people was really doing. Like, was you working on a project, or like, was you just worried about when this would come back up? And it's like, I wasn't worried about it at all, man. So I know you wasn't either, man, because our lives are beyond that. Yes, our work is displayed on this, and this is a platform that, you know, we're seen through, but this doesn't represent, you know, we're real human and we're actually doing the work. We're actually taking actionable steps each and every day. We have great mentors and we have good people in our life, and we're bringing good. We're on a purposeful journey, you know, with meaning, with care, with cause, with love and things of that nature. So I thank you for even taking time to really go over that, man, about challenges, because like you say, haters and things like that, and even having a newsletter, because some people need to, actually a lot of people need to listen and hear this, because, you know, there are some people that kind of get caught up in that, especially with the celebrity trade and things of that nature. So, you know, if you could real quick, how do you deal with the opinions of those who just continuing to try to bring you down or have something smart to say, or just like you say, haters? Like, how do you handle that?
Well, the first thing I think is important to note is that I very, very actively seek feedback on every single thing that I do. So I actively chase this criticism. So I just want to quickly point out the difference between actively seeking criticism from someone who has a trusted, valued opinion, because I know who they are and their journey, and I have actively sought that out, versus the mindless opinions of those who have no right to comment or are just doing it to hate. First of all, it just says so much more about them than it does about you. And when you hear that people are gossiping about you, know that the people who are buying into that will soon realize that the people who are talking trash behind the scenes, someone who talks bad about one person is happy enough to do it about everyone. And eventually they will get caught out. So recognize that it says much more about them than it does about you. There was a video recently that came out where they asked Tom Brady, you know, what, 6 Super Bowls he's won now, I think. And they said, how do you handle the haters? And he said, we send love back because we never hate back. And I thought that was so powerful. So if there is a valid criticism or judgment of you, action what you can and discard the rest, but just stay focused on what you're doing. Focus much more on your actions and creating your value. People particularly who are on the entrepreneurial route will get very, very dejected when they bring a product or service to market and they don't get the support of their family and friends who might have been there early on, but disappear as soon as they have a product or a service available or for sale. And that's a really frustrating thing, but it's because you know the amount of work and money that you have put into this project. And it's just an unfortunate reality that people are more willing to buy a product or service from a celebrity, someone they don't actually know personally, than they would a close friend. And that was a big challenging thing that took me a little while to overcome, but it also got me realizing that those who don't support you just don't have a place in your life. If they don't reciprocate with positive energy, spend your time and your energy and your efforts and your focus and your attention on people who do reciprocate with positive energy. And that's what makes all the difference. So the law of sowing and reaping says you cannot sow before you have reaped. So you need to get out there and plant. You need to go and plant the seeds as well, but you also reap a lot more than you sow as well. So whether it's kindness and negativity or envy and resentment, if you actually don't plant those seeds of positive energy, then you're not going to get them back. If you're planting negative seeds, then you will have to deal with that later in life. That will manifest in poverty, illness, and misery. So make sure you really pay careful attention before you start to send hate back to haters, because most of the time, all you're doing is robbing yourself of happiness in the present.
Oh, wow. That's powerful, man. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Now, I wanted to get back to the Think and Grow Rich, and thank you for bringing those points too, man. For those who just, you know, focus on the bigger picture, focus on your journey, focus on the mission, you know, because you came a long way, believe it or not. And, you know, so you guys have to know that you're worthy, you matter, and everything that you're doing and taking steps to doing every day matters. So people going to talk. If you're not, they're not talking, you're not doing something right. So it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. It has a lot to do with them. So that's their problem. But I wanted to ask you, man, during this Think and Grow Rich, the legacy movement, man, which project did you enjoy the most? You know, the book or the film? Like, which one did you enjoy the most? Like, even the, as you was creating it, like, you know, having fun and enjoying it and things of that nature, like with the people that's a part of the film or the book or so. So if you can put that out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, the book one for me was the best, because I was having these one-on-one conversations where, before you know it, I'm in a Beverly Hills penthouse office with Rob Dyrdek, just hanging out, just the two of us in his office for 2 hours. And so moments like that were completely surreal, but I don't think you can replace the thrill of producing a movie and being fairly instrumental in that whole project, and then experiencing that live with a real audience and seeing how they react and doing Q&As and things afterwards and just feeling the energy. We've been doing a lot of VIP screenings and red carpet interviews and things as well. And just having the opportunity to see and feel the energy of a live event is something that's hard to substitute.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome, man. Honestly. So you say you enjoyed the book more?
They're both good in their own way. The book for me, because that really was my baby 100%, whereas we had a lot more, people involved behind the scenes in the film. So they were just great for their own different ways. But certainly the one that was the most life-changing for me personally was the book.
Absolutely. Hey, you have so much great energy, bro. Like, honestly, man, and just everything that, you know, how you've overcame anxiety, and all that you went through, you know, as a young person during those times, but now you've grown into becoming this entrepreneur, this author, this international speaker, a coach, you know, a friend, building relationships and connections all around the world and just creating movement, man, honestly. So you're leaving a legacy, man. Honestly, you are leading a legacy. So what do you feel like is missing
from my life right now, or in the world in general?
Yeah, what do you feel like is missing from your life right now? Like, all that, you know, you've achieved, like, do you feel like something's missing, a part of your journey or so?
No, I don't feel like anything's missing. I've really spent a lot of work in the last few years focusing on being happy in the present, whatever that might bring. And I even just started a different type of, I originally tried meditation a few years back because everyone spoke about meditation. I downloaded the Headspace app and I completely hated it. I was uncomfortable and my mind, anytime I close my eyes, my brain just goes crazy like a beehive. And it was only when I realized that 10% of people who have that entrepreneurial mindset, who also close their eyes and have that busy thing where you can't shut off your brain, that actually meditating with your eyes open, where you're focused on just a single part of the floor or a candle or something that you might put a few feet in front of you, and getting into a comfortable kneeling position, which is what I do now. And the whole practice is about the focus on that one thing. It's about being present. And as a result of being present, you are relaxed. And that's what calms you down and makes you more intentional with life and less stress. So I've actually only been doing that for the last week, but I've really, really enjoyed that. So if I can't sleep right now, I'll just take myself into a different room and focus on this driven meditation, which just relaxes me. It's just I feel like entrepreneurs and people who are doing a lot of things themselves and have a lot of different projects and moving parts that they are responsible for. There is a lot going on in our brains, but just having that time to calm down and switch off is just so important.
Absolutely. And what advice would you give to those who are entrepreneurs? Something that most entrepreneurs aren't doing. What do you feel like they need to really take action on? Maybe something that they're not doing in their routine with their work or so. So what do you feel like they can actually just, if they use this and take this step, then they'll become more of a better entrepreneur and something that you've applied into your life, like outside of principles or so.
There's so much to that. I could probably talk for a week on that one topic alone. I think so many entrepreneurs are so focused on taking that they forget that the number one role of establishing rapport or communication in any possible way is to actually give. So focus on unconditionally adding value to others. And that means without the expectation of anything in return. And when you're unconditionally adding value to others while you're increasingly becoming a person of value yourself, then that enables you to add more and more value to people who are higher and higher up the food chain. And once you've packaged your brand correctly and you get enough people excited in you, then that will, forget 10x, that will 1000x your life by doing that. So focus on becoming more valuable yourself so you start to attract these opportunities into your life and add value unconditionally to others rather than trying to figure out, well, what can I force down that person's throat? It's so important. And I think the other one for entrepreneurs is stop being married and obsessed with your own business ideas. No one cares about your business idea. Everyone's got 1,000 business ideas. But the best thing to do is find people you trust and build an advisory team, even unofficially, people to really help you come up with the best possible product or a minimal viable product, just something that you can bring to market. So you can learn a lot more like that. So many people are so protective of their business ideas and either nothing happens or they go to market with a crappy product because they haven't let enough people see it because they're paranoid about someone stealing their idea. So don't worry so much about that. Worry more about the plan on how you're going to use that to add value to people's lives.
Absolutely. Value is key, man. Absolutely. And so many people do worry about just taking and what they're going to get out of this. Just give, you know, this is something you signed up for. And if you're really sincere about it, you're going to take time and just give, you know, honestly, you know, we all on a journey. So I thank you for covering that, man. So I wanted to really give you 5 minutes, man, and your time and just share with you, you know, something with, I have some millennials, I have some students in this space and something that you feel like that they also need to hear. Because we're going to wrap up in about 10 or so minutes. So if you can share that, that'd be awesome. That'd be good. Something intentional for them really to take in and remember this interview 10 years from now. Be like, man, that guy James Whitaker on Inspire Before We Expire helped me in so many ways.
The big one is what I actually put up as a slide at every single presentation that I do. And that's each day, if you do not make the decision to win, you have automatically made the decision to lose. And just think about that in all areas of your life. If you do not make the decision to win in all areas of your life, each day you have automatically made the decision to lose. So if you're not focused on health, you're going to eat crappy food and you're going to feel bad, and that's going to continue. If you're not focused on your business or your relationships or your relationship with your spouse or anything like that, what you don't intentionally focus on, you have automatically made the decision to discard. So it's not one little action that causes, you know, a huge failure or anything like that. It's a series of different things. So focus on developing these high performance habits. But above all, each day, make the decision to win, or you've automatically made the decision to lose.
Absolutely. And what is the greatest achievement that you would say you've accomplished so far along your entrepreneurial journey?
I'm not focused on achievement. I really, anything to do with achievements and things makes me uncomfortable because I like to think that just having the opportunity to help others, like something for me recently where a kid that I do some coaching with, who I actually was his mentor when he was school captain of a high school in Brisbane that was from a low socioeconomic area. He is now a successful professional in Australia, and he actually went back now, and he is a mentor at that same high school where I used to mentor for him. So things like that, that's what gives me much more joy than having a book out or anything else. Stories like that, that happen behind the scenes, that's the type of thing that I love. But also just things like relationships. I'm very, very grateful to have relationships with a lot of really awesome, just good people. And particularly in the last few years, it's just made me appreciate more and more just surrounding yourself with good people. So parents, family, and close friends.
So true, man. I never really heard that before. So I thank you for really covering that up, man. Just not really, you know, what you've done and you accomplished, but what matters is saving that young kid life. So for those that's listening, that may be a student, a teen, you know, maybe a young athlete or so, millennial, please take that in and know that, you know, you matter each and every step of the way. So that's awesome, man. I actually never really heard that before, but man. And I thank you again for your time, man. Honestly, and I really, this book here is a life changing. So if you guys haven't already, make sure you get you a copy of Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy by my friend, Mr. James Whitaker. And they can find a movie where, again?
Available on Amazon and worldwide as well. Yeah, it's all available on all the platforms. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's amazing, man. So I usually end it off like this, man. You have about 45 seconds left to give your last presentation. What would those words be?
My last presentation before I died, or just in general?
Just in general, meaning like you tied up with everything in the career, the entrepreneurial journey, and you just want to live life. You know, maybe you about, 60-something years old during this time. So I don't mean to add time, man, but yeah, it'd be the last presentation, your last presentation at an event, at a convention, or even on one of your mastermind calls or so.
I think the big thing would then just be the relationships that you have developed at that stage long-term, the long-term relationships that you have, which my wife and I are expecting our first child in about a month. So that's going to be interesting.
But congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I just like the opportunity to help others help themselves. I think that is the best service that we can do. And in a world where so many people are trying to be flashy and promote all this other stuff, I think just helping people behind the scenes to help themselves is so important and something that I will do forever. And at the age of 60 or 70, it will be nice to look back and knowing that it was a life of service and to see the difference in other people's lives that they have been able to make. Because if I can help 100 people or 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people, and I hope it's 1,000,000,000 people, then the people that they will then be able to help. It's just like the legacy of Think and Grow Rich. That one book, Think and Grow Rich, has been able to help millions and millions and continues to transform the lives of tens of millions of people around the world. So just grateful to be involved.
Absolutely, man. Well said. And where can everybody find you, social media, websites?
Yeah, James Witt. So JamesWhitt. So you can, Instagram and Facebook, it's James Witt, and also jameswitt.com. So if you go into my link in my bio on Instagram, there's a whole heap of stuff in there as well. So you can get a download of the bonus chapter from the book. You can join my VIP newsletter. You can get the success plan template. And if there's anything else you want, you can just message me.
Awesome. What's next for you, man, this upcoming year? What else exciting you got coming up?
I got a book with the Napoleon Hill Foundation coming out in November, which will be very, very exciting. So looking forward to that. And I'm also working on what just started off as something that I thought would take me about 1 hour and used as like a free download for people is actually turning into a whole book. So it's 2 weeks and I'm 10,000 words in. So we'll see what's happening. But there's a lot of good things coming up.
Absolutely. So you got another book coming out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. But yes, I think there might be 2 or 3 books in the next 1 or 2 years.
Awesome, man. All right, James, we're about to wrap it up, man. Anything else you want to leave them off with? Something that can take in value to help them with their journey and their life and careers and family life or so, feel free to just share it before we close out.
Yeah, all good. Just that each day, make the decision to win or you've automatically made the decision to lose. Just think about that and everything that you want to be a success in.
Awesome. Hey guys, there you have it. Listen, this guy right here is enormous, man. He's making a difference in a lot of people's lives around the world today. Make sure to grab his book on Amazon on all platforms. Also, the movie as well is a must-see. And make sure to take notes and apply the principles to your life. Share with a friend. Share with your community. Share with a stranger, guys. Honestly, do not get caught up in the social media world. And make sure to take each day and use it and grasp onto it and show gratitude. Honestly, the world is yours. And there you guys have it, man. Make sure to subscribe to the Inspire Before We Expire. And if this episode brings you value and if it resonates with you, make sure to just leave a comment in iTunes or any of the podcast platforms, along with sending James also an email or message, Instagram or so like that, guys. So we thank you for your time. James, I most importantly thank you for your time. There you have it, guys. I'm Terrell Sumter. He's James Whitaker. This is the Inspire Before We Expire podcast show, and we're out.